So earlier on the show, we talked about budget and cost control and how states moved forward from the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009. One of those strategies came down to consolidation and optimization. In information technology, consolidation can mean a couple of different things, but it all simmers down to making sure that state information technology operations run more efficiently. Some folks, in an effort to take away the harsh connotation of the word, have called consolidation optimization to reflect the positive streamlining of tech operations. Now, there's no single strategy to use to handle consolidation or optimization, but rather a bunch of different use cases across governments, which we'll get into today.
The three biggest priorities we've got coming up this year is to optimize the environment.
Well, right now, our top three priorities are cybersecurity.
I've been meeting with all of our customers, just kind of understanding what their priorities are.
You're listening to Priorities, a show where State Scoop and state information technology leaders take you through the main focuses of the state IT community.
Today on our sixth episode, we'll be talking about consolidation and optimization, from the basics of why a state should consider it to some of the lessons learned along the way. On our program today, we have four state IT thought leaders who have vast experience with consolidation and optimization. Joining us today, we have Tom Croyle. He's the Chief Technology Officer for the state of Ohio. Tom, thanks for being with us on Priorities today.
It's a pleasure.
Also joining us today is Merit Tu. She's the Program Director for the transition of North Carolina's IT operation into the newly created Department of Information Technology. Merit, so happy to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We're also joined today by Mark Moffitt. He's the SLED Engineering Director for Cisco. Thanks for being here, Mark.
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate the opportunity.
And finally, we have David X, the Chief Technologist of Red Hat's public sector team and a veteran of Priorities. Dave, glad to have you back on the show again.
Yeah, thanks to be back, Jake, and hi, everybody.
So I also want to take a minute to thank our friends at Cisco and Red Hat for sponsoring today's episode of Priorities. And with that, let's get started. Tom, I want to start with you because of your deep experience in Ohio with consolidation and optimization. You know, tell us a little bit about what inspired your state to move forward.
Well, Jake, as you mentioned, we were going through a recession, a number of years ago, and we had a change of administration in 2011, and we had an $8 billion deficit that we had to overcome. And at the same time, we had, you know, particularly our executive branch agencies were frustrated because about 80% of our IT spend was going to, you know, just keeping the lights on, you know, the infrastructure and operations kinds of things. So, you know, it was a compelling time to take a look at, you know, what can we do to save the state some money and help it recover from the recession? You know, we knew that we had a lot of waste in state spend. You know, for instance, you know, if you looked at the statistics, we had, you know, roughly about 32 data centers in the state, you know, 14 statewide networks. You know, practically everybody had their own email system. So you could see, you know, in those infrastructure and operation costs, there's a lot of, you know, duplicity in that. So, you know, we were challenged by the executive branch to, you know, come up with a way to, from both perspectives, you know, try to save some money and, you know, steer some of the IT spend, you know, that, you know, of course is, you know, kind of a big number, you know, more towards something that would affect the citizens and not, you know, just keeping the lights on. So, you know, we just started going out and pointing out the statistics and gathering, you know, support from the governor's office and from the budget people and, you know, stating our case to the agency directors and, you know, started to win the day and getting some, you know, cooperation and consolidating that infrastructure.
That's great. You know, the story in Ohio is super inspiring across the state IT community just because of the successes that you guys have had there. I know just in talking to other state CIOs and other tech officials, I mean, people are looking to Ohio, you know, as a really good use case of how to make this stuff work. So that's a really great perspective. Looking forward to hearing more about that for the rest of the show. So Merit, you know, North Carolina is undergoing a massive transition on its own. You know, how does consolidation or optimization fit into the plan for the new Department of Information Technology?
You know, I think I can echo a lot of the same sentiments from Ohio. Governor McCrory has always thought that government should be consumer-friendly and cost-effective, and we were seeing those same types of overruns. And as we look forward to transition, which is our name for it here, we're hoping to realize those same things, and we do. We look to Ohio and other states who've done this previously to help us set a roadmap moving forward.
Yeah, that's a great point. So, Mark, let's bring you in, and, you know, what are you seeing across the country when it comes to consolidation and optimization? You know, why are states consolidating? What are they hoping to achieve?
Yeah, Jake, it really is a great question. I think following just what Tom and Meredith said, obviously, I like the optimize word a little bit better, and I'll share with you the difference. Consolidating, I think at times means we're reducing a lot of things. The reality is if you look, and Tom certainly and Merritt have a lot more insight into the specifics of their own environment, but you heard Tom, 14 statewide networks, that many data centers. I've heard as high as 72 data centers. The real opportunity here, and interestingly, we just had all of our account managers here at Cisco that cover the SLED business fill out a more of a business type survey, and roughly about 65% of the states are in some type of an optimization on a journey, I should say. That's a big deal and a big opportunity for us. But what it really points to is when you look at the overall IT spend and you look at what Tom just hit, which is the key point, 80% of those dollars are going to operational costs and not really turning around business opportunities, if you will, that benefit the citizens or the employees of the states. That's the real opportunity. So you think about all of that money that's being spent. And I know we're going to talk about later in the call some of the real opportunities and what to focus on, but I think that's the overall thing to focus on. The last thing I would say that I don't think has been brought up is just staffing, right? You think about the complexity of technology. It's certainly getting more complex, not less. And when you have to continue to support new technologies that come out, the state simply can't afford to keep hiring people to do that. So when you optimize and really get things under control, it lets you retool people or reskill people, if you will, to be able to make sure you take on these new opportunities.
That's great. And I think it's interesting to, you know, as several of you have so far, really paint this issue as one of opportunity and not so much even one as a response. I think that's really fascinating. So David, you know, same question to you. What are you guys at Red Hat seeing when it comes to consolidation and optimization?
I'm hearing the exact same thing from what Tom and Merritt and Mark are all saying, is that, you know, that 80% number, I hear that over and over. And when people are pushed by the executive branch and other stakeholders, citizens, to do more innovation, they often aren't getting more budget to do it. So they need to figure out how to lower that 80%. One way to do that is through consolidation, but you can't just, you know, take all the servers, put them in one data center, and declare victory. It's what you really need to do is start taking a look at standardization. That's where optimization comes in. I'm, you know, standardizing on whether it's a single email system or a single set of operating systems, and then figuring out how to manage them. And from a staffing standpoint, like what Mark said, is that the benefit from a staffing standpoint is that instead of teaching, having your staff diluted, their skills diluted, learning how to maintain different operating systems or different mail software and everything, you could really focus them and allow them to have a smaller number of people touch a lot more of the systems of record, and then that frees up other parts of the staff to focus more on that innovation. So that allows you to pull that 80% down to 60% or lower, and then that frees that 20% up for innovation to grow to 30, 40% or more.
I want to pivot a little bit, and since Tom and Ohio is pretty far along in this consolidation journey, I want to give you the chance to offer your insight to some other states. So, you know, if you had to give some advice to other states, which I'm sure you guys do regularly as being one of the leaders in this space, you know, what factors should states consider before they start consolidating? And then after that decision is made, you know, what are some best practices that those states need to follow?
One of the things that I think is remarkable about the story in Ohio is that we didn't have a formal mandate that I've seen in other states where, you know, we didn't have a formal executive order or law written into, you know, from the legislature to mandate, you know, the movement. A lot of this was done, you know, just sort of, I'd say a grassroots kind of thing where, you know, we'd talk to some very important people and convince them, you know, like from a budget and HR and executive perspective. And, you know, people started talking, you know, for instance, you know, singing from the same, you know, hymnal as to the need to do this sort of thing. And then, and you know, so you had the growth of evidence and adoption, you know, from a decision maker's perspective to say, you know, we're on board with this, and, you know, people just kind of, you know, came in line. One of the things that we did was to identify those people that were on board with this and, kind of had the wherewithal to come into the center and really had a customer focus where they were as frustrated as we were with the degree of IT spend that was not going to the projects that benefit the citizens of Ohio. So we focused on those people first, and then that momentum brought more people in to the center, and it became kind of a groundswell. The other thing that we did was to make sure that, we put a structure in place where we had meetings with people that, would help us make decisions on where we took the central services. And you got more people talking more about the enterprise of the state of Ohio than the parochial agency kinds of things that we heard in the past. So, that willingness to give up some of the controls that were, traditionally held within the agencies and let that go to the center so that the agencies could focus more on the business of what the agency was there for and let us focus on the infrastructure. And that seemed to be a point that everybody could get behind and support.
I love the description of your efforts as grassroots. I think that's been super cool over the last 2 years to see more grassroots-style movements happening within state governments to reform citizen services and make things go forward. That's really cool and something we've definitely seen across all of the different top 10 priorities on NASIO's list and beyond. So that's great. So Merritt, in North Carolina, as you guys are looking for this transition into a new department, what have you guys seen so far when it comes to consolidation? What are you thinking about consolidating, and how are you really trying to optimize your processes and your infrastructure as you go forward?
One of the first things we've been working on is really building collaboration. Speaking back to what Tom was saying, ours was mandated. And so it's really been important to have strong change management practices. So for all of the planning sessions that we've been doing from before the law was passed through current have been collaborative with agencies that are participating in this. And so we've all sat at the table and talked about our future state. And one of the things that we've focused on lately is really understanding our operating model. So who do we need to be and what services do we need to provide in order to give the best services to the citizens of the state of North Carolina and to the agencies we support? And so through that effort, we've made sure that we have a simple and reliable service delivery model, and I think that's been important. And we've been out now taking it beyond just the stakeholders at the table through these meetings to also participants in the agencies and explaining to them who we are in our new model and what we're going to do. And that's been really effective to date. And then we're looking to move forward. We've been doing some planning. We're in a pilot stage right now where we're moving over IT participants from a couple of our smaller agencies. And we're doing that on purpose because the way that we're transitioning them is different than anything that's been done in the state before, and that we're doing it in two phases. The first phase of this move really allows us to bring these people into DIT and just start to establish all of the best practices that we've talked about previously. And then while we're doing that, effectively work through what a potential rate structure would be for our services, ensuring that, we're providing the best, most cost-effective solutions for our agencies.
It's interesting to see. I think the perspectives here are interesting between, Ohio, who's far along on the consolidation optimization journey, and to North Carolina, who's just kind of getting started. And it's interesting to see that model played out here, and it will be great to see it playing out forward. So David, what key factors and best practices should these states be looking at when it comes to consolidation?
One of the interesting things that I noticed was, from North Carolina, from the DIT, where, they talk about the transition principles of, you don't break the business, you want to make sure that you're collaborative, you want to be transparent, and you want to make sure things are done right. And, I think Merritt did a great job, talking about a lot of those things. And when I see agencies go in that direction, it's like I take a step back and I look at that and I'm like, wait a minute, those are very, very closely aligned with open source principles of, having transparency, being collaborative, having your stakeholders being, having a seat at the table with a lot of the decision-making practices. So that is, I think that is a great example of that I would really point to.
So Mark, same question to you. What key factors and best practices do you see as important for states around consolidation and optimization?
Yeah, Jake, I think what's interesting is, as you heard Tom and Merritt talk about a more collaborative, non-directed approach versus directed. But what I would say, and you know, this applies even in business, if you look at how Cisco's transitioned our own IT organization over the last couple of years, it really boils down to a culture shift, I think, in the IT departments as a whole, because you go from being relegated somewhat to just providing IT infrastructure, so to speak, compute, all those type things, to really what I see as exciting times for IT departments now into an actual business, right? Because technology, you can no longer argue that it's a nice to have, it's a must to have. So when you think about IT leadership and you think about what Merritt talked about, was this collaborative approach where your IT departments are shifting toward an as-a-service model, if you will, being able to have IT personnel, if you will, aligned to each of the agencies, departments, et cetera, so that those agencies and departments feel like they have a real liaison back into IT, so that it's not just, again, infrastructure need, but what are they trying to actually accomplish? And then there's some mutual accountability, if you will, to how to do those things. And I think the big change that I'm seeing is, like it or not, because of the dollars to spend, and regardless of what specific legislation is out there, even though that does rule, you're seeing a real need for different agencies who may have cross-agency requirements. There is a need to work together. So, for example, you know, if you've got DOT that needs to interact, obviously, with judicial for some odd reason, then you're clearly going to have citizens that use both of those services from both of those agencies. And it certainly would be helpful to be able to glean information from both to serve the citizen rather than that citizen having to go individually into each one of those and get their needs met. So I think it's just the real world transition to government really focusing on what's best for the citizen and how to deliver that regardless of what the internal structure looks like. And of course, it's going to take a long time to get there, but I think that's what's driving a lot of the move.
Wow. I mean, so we've had some really incredible conversations here so far, and we are running a little short on time. So I'm going to skip to my last question here for you all, and Tom, we'll start with you. I mean, what results have you guys in Ohio seen so far from optimization, and where do you expect those results to take you in the future, and what do you see on the horizon when it comes to your state?
Well, you know, in just 3 short years, you know, and it's kind of hard for us to even see this coming because, you know, along with anything, there's a increased cost while you're in the change cycle, and you know, that was part of the, you know, trust us, you know, take a leap of faith, and eventually we'll see the savings. But even after 3 years, what we've realized is the $120 million worth of savings already, and we've converted the distribution of the IT spend from that 80-20 to pretty close to 50-50 right now. And we're hoping to get that to 70-30 once we get through the entire change curve. So you know, rather significant distribution or redistribution, I suppose, of the IT spend. And of course, that's, you know, the rationale for all of that is not only just to save money, but to refocus the IT resource on what actually benefits the state. For instance, you know, we're pretty light on mobile applications, you know, so, you know, that's with the millennials coming up and demanding, you know, being able to use their smartphones to get access to services. We'd like to focus some of that, you know, business spend on getting, you know, more accessibility of those services out to the citizens of the state of Ohio. But, you know, that stuff costs money. So being able to redistribute that to 70% of the IT spend, you know, dedicated to things like that, I think is going to help.
That's great. I mean, you know, it's such a cool example of you being able to take that 80% and bring it down to 50. I mean, I can think of so many states who would love to have that money to use for new things. So that's great. You know, so Merritt, you know, going forward with the transition, what are you guys seeing on the horizon? What's your timeline looking like when it comes to consolidation efforts?
No, we're trying to get through this pilot phase that I spoke about earlier. I want to make sure that, you know, we do this the right way and we're meeting our principles of just being transparent and being collaborative. And I'm hoping that once we get through that in the early fall, we'll really be able to show some of our wins, at least from a change management perspective, and then we'll be able to more clearly define our future state so that we can actually achieve those government efficiencies that we talked about earlier. It's exciting, and I'm so happy to be part of it, and I just look forward to achieving Governor McCrory's vision.
And Mark, you know, I mean, what are you guys seeing on the horizon when it comes to optimization across state governments?
Well, I would call out one of the big things, of course, coming from the coming from the manufacturer and vendor side of it, Jake, is I think a couple of things that are really driving it from a Cisco perspective that we're seeing, and that's two real key drivers are the analytics, the data itself. It's what can governments glean from this mass amount of data they've got? How can you effectively use it, again, to both Tom and Merritt and David's from their standpoint of how to drive better services for the citizen. And really the other one we haven't talked a lot about that's driving a lot of mindshare security as a whole. And so when you look at, again, disparate networks, disparate data centers, and you look at the threats that continue to come at us daily around security, that's a big one, I think, starting to really drive us faster than perhaps we wanted to go, but one we must look at because we've got, with the political ramifications, we've got people like Anonymous going after state networks to bring them down. So it's just one of those areas that I think we have to get focused on very quickly. And we're starting to see that show up in a lot of the states' requests for time with Cisco.
You know, that's one of my favorite things about doing this show is how often all of the other topics like cybersecurity, topics like budget and cost control, how often they come into play with all the different topics. It really shows how, you know, we have this list of top 10 priorities, but they're all interwoven in many different ways. So finally, David, you get the last word today. What are you seeing on the horizon when it comes to this across your enterprise and across your states?
Yeah, well, first thing is that, I'm really amazed to hear the 80-20 down to 50-50, what Tom is saying. Not only are the people listening that are in public sector probably very envious of the state of Ohio and Tom, but, you know, even in commercial industry, you know, that 50-50 is a sweet place to be. So that's really awesome. But the way I see things is that, you know, as people do, you know, the consolidation and the optimization, what people are often, you know, a lot of the agencies are really getting towards is they want to move towards things like DevOps and Agile and focus more on systems of engagement where you're focusing on the citizen or you're focusing on the agency's mission. And, you know, what you really need to do is do the things up front with the consolidation, you know, use things with automation like tools like Ansible and other tools like that to remove the human from the loop so things can be very, very repeatable. And then that's what allows you to go from that 80-20 mix down to 50-50 or 30-70, which that's like really exciting, especially with me being an Ohio taxpayer. I'm really excited to hear that, Tom. That is what is really going to pave the way of when you have that budget freed up. That is going to allow your team to focus more and more on more of the systems of engagement and doing different types of development methodologies like DevOps and Agile, which you would do on things like a platform as a service. And I see that being done in the state of North Carolina now, where North Carolina's Digital Commons Project, you know, a lot of the websites have transitioned over to OpenShift, which is running 9 or more of the agency's websites right now. So it's really neat to see that not only the consolidation, but as agencies progress and get more consolidated and automated, that allows them to move more and more into things like platform as a service and to be able to be much more responsive to the citizens and the agencies that they support.
Outstanding. That's great. So that's fascinating stuff, guys. Thank you all. Thank you all so much for being on Priorities today. It's been an honor to have you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
So thanks again to Ohio CTO Tom Croyle, North Carolina's Transition Director for DIT Merit 2, Cisco SLED Engineering Director Mark Moffitt, and Red Hat Public Sector Chief Technologist David X. Episodes of Priorities are posted monthly, so be sure to check back on statescoop.com for more, in addition to all the latest news and events in state and local government information technology.